理课堂听 class.com。
Healthy eating. Speaking. Work together with your partner. Choose one of these situations and write a dialogue. Then act it out. What can I do for you, Sharon?
Well, I couldn't sleep last night.
What's the matter?
I've got a pain here, just here. Ouch!
What did you eat yesterday?
For lunch, I had noodles, salad,and later a peach. I didn't have any supper because I didn't feel very well.
Was the peach ripe or green? You ought to be careful with fruit.
It was a bit green.
I think that may be the problem. It's nothing serious. You better get some rest. Take this medicine 3 times a day. You'll be all right soon. And I advise you not to eat fruit that isn't ripe in the future.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
Reading. We are what we eat. Choosing what to eat is no longer as easy as it once was. Our eating habits have changed, as has our way of life, and the fuel we need for our bodies is also different. Traditional diets often have too much fat.And too many calories for the 21st century person. If we want to keep up with the high pace of modern life, we had better learn to make the right choices about what and how we eat. Stores offer all kinds of food and snacks, and we have to make many choices. When we choose what to buy and eat, we had better think whether the food will give us the nutrients we need.Some nutrients help build our body and make it stronger. Protein, for example, is good for our muscles. Fish, meat, and beans contain a lot of protein. Calcium, which is found in eggs, milk, and other dairy products, is good for our bones and teeth. We should also eat carbohydrates, the main fuel for our body, which we can get from bread,rice, and noodles. Other nutrients, such as fiber and minerals, help keep our body functioning well. Vitamins, which we can get from eating vegetables, fruit, fish, and drinking milk, help our body fight disease. But the choices we make are not just about nutrition. Many people today make choices about their eating habits based on what they believe. Eating habits become part of who we are.Some people become vegetarians because they believe it is healthier not to eat meat, or because they think we should not kill animals for food. Others become vegans and will not eat any animal products at all, not even yogurt or eggs. We also make choices based on how the products are grown or made. Environmentally friendly food, or eco-food, is produced by companies who have tried to use green and clean ways to grow it.Organic vegetables are those that are grown without chemicals that can be harmful to human beings or the environment. Because we have so much to choose from, many companies and stores offer advice about what we should eat. Books, magazines, and television shows tell us about food and pills we should buy to become smarter, healthier, and more beautiful. It is probably better, however,if we spend our time and money on buying good food and keeping a balanced diet. If we eat healthy food in the right amounts, we do not have to buy any supplements. The same goes for crash diets that some companies say will make us lose weight fast. Instead of eating expensive diet foods or going on unhealthy diets, we can simply try to eat less fat and sugar and exercise more.The best way to make sure that we will feel and look fine is to develop healthy eating habits. We ought to learn more about our body and the fuel it needs to keep fit. Only in that way will we be ready for the challenges and opportunities in life. Integrating skills. Reading and writing.
Snacks. Even if we choose nutritious food for our main meals, we probably still need to refuel now and then. We can give our body and brain more energy by eating snacks. Good snacks should not have too much fat or sugar. That means that an apple, a banana, or an orange is a good choice. But a bar of chocolate or a bag of potato chips is not. Fruit gives us carbohydrates, which our body and brain use for energy. They also give us fiber and vitamin C. Most fruits are naturally sweet, and we can eat them just the way they are. All we have to do is clean or peel them. Fruit is not the only healthy snack. There are many recipes for simple and healthy snacks that taste great and keep us going. Preparing a delicious snack does not have to be too difficult. Most snacks can be made in a short time. Other snacks take a bit longer to prepare, but they can give us a chance to practice our cooking skills. Dumplings and roll-ups are tasty snacks that can be prepared in about 15 to 20 minutes. Here are two recipes you can try. Xiao Mai. Ingredients: pork, black mushrooms, chopped green onions, green beans, Xiao Mai skins. Cut the pork and the black mushrooms into pieces. Mix the pork, mushrooms, beans, and the chopped onions in a bowl. Fill and fold the skins. Steam the Xiao Mai over boiling water for 7 or 8 minutes. Chicken roll-ups. Ingredients: soft bread, chicken, bacon, one tomato, lettuce, cheese. Cook the chicken and cut it into small pieces. Fry the bacon and cut it into small pieces. Chop the tomato small and add some lettuce and the cheese. Mix them all together in a bowl. Spoon some of the mixture onto the bread and roll it up.
Workbook. Unit 13. Healthy eating. Integrating skills. Reading. Don't be a mouse potato. The world is getting bigger, or at least fatter. Recent studies show that an increasing number of us are leading an unhealthy life. We are becoming couch potatoes, people who spend too much time in front of the TV and eat too much junk food. Now, there is also a new species of inactive people, namely the mouse potato. A mouse potato is someone who sits in front of his or her computer all day and eats junk food instead of regular meals. Why are we becoming potatoes, and what can we do to avoid it? One reason behind the growing number of couch and mouse potatoes is our modern way of life. We don't have as much time to prepare and eat food as we used to. Fast food restaurants are everywhere, and supermarket shelves are filled with ready-made or pre-prepared dishes. Not all of these are bad for us, of course, but they make it more difficult for us to control what we eat. If we want to be healthy, we should make good choices about what we eat. It is not necessary to become a vegetarian or a vegan, but we must make sure that our diet is varied and balanced. A healthy diet should give us the calories we need, but not contain too much fat and sugar. The number of calories our body needs depends on what our body type is, how much we weigh, and how active we are. Teenagers need about 2,500 calories a day. Girls usually need a bit less, and people who play sports may need more. Getting the calories we need is not enough. If we want to be healthy, we must make sure that we get the calories in the best way possible. The best source for calories is carbohydrates, which are found in grains, vegetables, and fruit. Our bodies store carbohydrates in our muscles so that we can get energy when we need it. Junk food is food that has a lot of calories but few nutrients, vitamins, and minerals. Some food does have nutrients.
for example, pizza. But because it contains too many calories, it is still called junk food. Fruit and vegetables are the best examples of good food. They contain few calories and many vitamins and minerals. A healthy diet should include a variety of food, most of which should be rich in nutrients. That does not mean that we are never allowed to eat junk food. Those of us who love French fries, sweets, ice cream, and cheeseburgers can still enjoy an unhealthy bite every now and then. All we have to do is to be careful how often and how much we eat of it. If we make the right choices about what we eat, we will be healthier and have more energy to enjoy the good things in life. A balanced diet combined with exercise is the recipe for a health in life. And remember, it is better to eat a potato than to be one.
Unit 14. Festivals. Reading. The Birth of a Festival. You probably know that Christmas, the Spring Festival, and Ramadan are important holidays in the world. But have you heard about Kwanzaa? Kwanzaa is a seven-day festival celebrating the culture and history of African Americans. The week following Christmas Day, many African American families get together to greet the new year and think about the past. African Americans have a long history and a rich culture, but Kwanzaa is a young holiday. Kwanzaa was born in 1966, when people created a new festival so that African Americans would be able to celebrate their history and culture. The people who created Kwanzaa used the word for first fruit in Swahili, one of the largest languages in Africa. They chose the word because there are many festivals in Africa called first fruit festivals. The African first fruit festivals had many things in common. People would get together to celebrate their harvest. They used to give thanks for their harvests and for life. They used to honor their ancestors, celebrate their past, and the group or society they lived in. The festivals were a way to celebrate history and culture, as well as the new year. The people who created Kwanzaa liked the characteristics of the African festivals so much that they used them to write the seven principles of Kwanzaa. The seven principles are unity. We must build unity of family, community, and nation. Self-determination. We have to build our own lives, think for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. Living together. We should build our community and solve our problems together. Working together. We should build and support our factories and shops. Purpose. We should remember our past and build our future. We should honor our ancestors. Creativity. We must do as much as we can to make our community better and more beautiful. Faith. We should believe in our family, our people, our teachers, and our leaders. People celebrate Kwanzaa from December 26 to January 1st. The dates were chosen so that Kwanzaa begins the day after Christmas Day and ends on New Year's Day. This way, people who celebrate Kwanzaa can enjoy the spirit of the holidays without all the commercial activities of Christmas. Since Kwanzaa is a time for learning as well as joy, people celebrate it by lighting a candle each day and discussing one of the seven principles of Kwanzaa. The candle is usually lit by the youngest child in the family. On the last day of Kwanzaa, family and friends gather to enjoy a large meal and to celebrate the new year. Creating a new festival may seem an unusual way to celebrate history and culture, but we are in fact all creating new festivals every year. Each time time we celebrate a festival, it changes a little, and in that way, we keep our culture alive. The Spring Festival, Christmas, Ramadan, Kwanzaa, and all the other holidays and festivals help us understand who we are, remember where we come from, and share our hopes for a happy future. Integrating skills, reading and writing. 1. Read about these festivals and discuss the questions below.
Earth Day. Earth Day is celebrated on March the 21st, the first day of spring. Earth Day is a celebration of life and our planet. It is a reminder that we need to care about the world we live in and that we should learn to respect life and nature.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Americans celebrate the memory of Dr. King on the third Monday of January. The day became a national holiday in 1985. The theme of the 2002 holiday was Remember, Celebrate, Act. A day on, not a day off.
Day of the Dead. The Day of the Dead is an ancient festival celebrated in Mexico. The festival honors both the living and the dead. People give sugar skeletons to each other as gifts. It is not a sad day, but rather a time to celebrate the cycle of life.
April Fool's Day. April 1st is a day when strange things may happen. Our friends will play tricks on us and try to fool us. If a person is taken in, he or she is called April Fool. The best trick is one that makes everyone laugh, including the fool. Workbook, Unit 14. Festivals. Integrating skills. Reading. Harvest festivals. It is likely that people have celebrated harvest festivals ever since they began to plant and gather food. Almost every culture has some kind of harvest festival. As early as 3000 BC, the ancient Egyptians celebrated the first fruit of the new season. All across Africa, people in different countries and cultures get together for festivals around harvest time. In West Africa, people celebrate a new harvest with days of dancing and offering fruit to their ancestors and gods. Onam is an Indian festival that celebrates nature and a year of good harvest. In August or September, people keep flowers in their homes for 10 days before the main day of the festival. On each day, there is a special event, a parade of elephants, fireworks, and dances. One of the most exciting events is the Onan boat race. The boats used are beautifully painted and decorated with flowers of all colors. The festival also celebrates the return of a king of an old story. In the story, the king is a very good king, and his people love him. The king is so popular that the gods become jealous and send him away. To keep the people happy, the gods let the king return once a year to celebrate Onam with his people. In Malaysia, there was a similar festival in May. People arrange races, games, and dances to give thanks to the rice gods. Chuseok is a Korean festival that is both a harvest festival and a time to honor one's ancestors. During the festival, people visit the graves of their ancestors to show their respect. When the visit to the graves is over, families gather and have dinner to give thanks and celebrate life. The celebrations include singing, dancing, and playing games. A very special event takes place the night before Chuseok. Women and girls form a circle and sing traditional festival songs. In China, people celebrate the Mid-Autumn Festival, or Chinese Moon Festival, on the 15th day of the 8th month of the lunar calendar. It is a time to get together with friends and family under the beautiful full moon
and eat mooncakes. The moon is a symbol of wealth and luck. The festival is very popular and is celebrated in many other Asian countries too. Though their meaning may have changed over the years, harvest festivals are still popular all over the world, from Thanksgiving in the West to the Mid-Autumn Festival in the East. The yearly festivals represent our love for family, friends, and life. By celebrating the festivals, we give thanks to the past and greet the future. Unit 15. The Necklace. Reading. The Necklace. Scene 1. A park in Paris, 1870. Jean is sitting in the park. Mathilde walks towards her.
Good afternoon, Jean. I'm sorry, but I don't think I know you. In fact, you do. But you may not remember me. Many years ago, we knew each other very well. I'm Mathilde Loisel. Mathilde! Oh, yes, sorry, I didn't recognize you. Where have you been all these years, Mathilde? I hope you weren't ill. You don't look very well.
No, Jean. I wasn't ill. I know I look older than my age. That's because of hard work. 10 years of hard work.
I'm sorry, Mathilde. Did you have a hard time?
Yes, very hard. Years of hard work. Very little food. Only a small, cold room to live in. And never, never a moment's rest. That has been my life for the past 10 years.
Mathilde, I didn't know. I'm sorry. May I know what happened?
Well, I would rather not tell you.
Oh, come, Mathilde. Surely you can tell an old friend.
Well, it was all because of that necklace. Your beautiful diamond necklace.
My necklace? I don't understand. Could you please explain?
Do you remember one afternoon, 10 years ago, when I came to your house and borrowed a necklace of yours? Pierre, my husband, was working in a government office. We'd been invited to a ball at the palace, so I needed to borrow some jewelry.
Scene 2. The home of Mathilde and Pierre Loisel, 10 years before. Mathilde, I've got some wonderful news. We've been invited to the ball at the palace.
It can't be true, Pierre.
But it is true. I was the only person in my office who was invited. I've written to accept the invitation.
Oh, Pierre, how wonderful. But I don't think we can go. I haven't got an evening dress for the ball. And a new dress cost over 400 francs.
400? That's a lot of money. But just this once. After all, this ball is very important.
But there's another thing, Pierre. I have no jewelry to wear.
Does that matter? Can't you just wear a flower instead?
No, I couldn't do that. Everybody else will be wearing jewelry. I can't be the only woman who isn't wearing jewelry.
Can't you borrow some? Don't you have a friend who might lend you some?
Let me think. Maybe I could ask Jen. She married a man with a lot of money. I'll go and see her on Friday, after I get the new dress.
Scene 3. In the park, Mathilde continues to tell Jean her story.
So I called on you and asked if I could borrow some jewelry. Do you remember now?
Yes, Mathilde, I remember.
You were very kind. You brought out all your jewelry, and you told me I could take anything I liked. There were so many beautiful things that it was hard to choose. And then I saw a lovely diamond necklace with a big blue stone in the center.
I remember. You tried it on and it looked wonderful on you. I'm sure you looked beautiful that evening. You were always a pretty girl.
In those days, I may have been pretty. Pierre and I did have a very good time at the ball. But that was the last moment of happiness in our lives. After that night, everything changed.
Why? What happened?
On our way home that night, I looked down and saw that the necklace was not around my neck anymore. I told Pierre. We rushed back to the palace and looked for it. We asked everyone there if they had found a necklace. But without luck, they couldn't find it. It was lost.
But I don't understand. You brought it back to me the next afternoon.
I remember very well.
Yes, Sharon.
I brought a necklace to you. It was exactly like your necklace, but it was a different one. It cost us 36,000 francs.
36,000 francs?
Pierre and I borrowed the money and bought the necklace. During the next 10 years, we both worked day and night to pay for it. That's why I now look so old. Well, after all these years, we've at last paid off all our debts.
But my dear friend Mathilde, that necklace you borrowed from me wasn't a real diamond necklace. It wasn't precious at all. The stones in the necklace were made of glass. It was worth 500 francs at most.